jump ahead to our two guests here.
I'm Tiffany Washington.
And you're?
I'm just interested in this committee.
Okay.
All right.
Kim Esser at Springfield Resit, so, yeah, it's pretty interesting.
We thank you for being interested.
Yes, and they're so interested that they applied to serve, so the CCI will make a decision at their June 6th, I think it is, meeting.
And we'll introduce the rest of us, you know who we are.
Sure.
I'm Steve Bowen.
I'm Shane Mudge, general public, been here since we started. This is all the people we have.
Eric Adams with Landowner and Park and Recreation District.
I'm Kip Amon, I'm an architect.
John Hubble, I'm representing the Washburn District.
No, you're SRDC now.
Oh, that's right, oh, I was looking at my sign.
Soon I will update all the name cards, I'll ask Jolynn to do it, so we get everything.
Okay, agenda review, other comments? Approval of minutes for 4/27/17.
Well, public comment, do you guys have anything you want to say?
They had their choice, they had their chance.
No, I mean, just unless, I mean, like, you just wanna know who we are, if we're gonna be on the board, or?
Well, or why you're interested, I think. And are you a Springfield resident, are you Springfield resident? Can we ask what your interest is, and you were glad you're here, so?
Yeah, do you want me to start, or?
Go ahead, I'll start.
I'll start.
I'm a lifelong Springfield resident and have an interest in this community. I'm also active in the business community, I work for Selco Credit Union, so we have several branches in Springfield and also in Eugene. And previously was even a small business owner here in Springfield, I'm not a part of that any longer, but just am excited about some of the things that are happening in downtown Springfield and the growth, and I think the welcoming environment that it creates, which is a lot different than our sister city where I work all day, and it's not very inviting to be downtown anymore, unfortunately. So excited to be in a city where there's such a commitment to wanting our downtown to be a destination for people. I'm just interested in being part of that.
So my family and I, we've lived in Willamette Valley for 20 years, in Springfield specifically for 15. My son is a graduate of A3, so spent all 4 years of high school there after coming out of private school. And I've been fortunate, I've been a small business owner in downtown Springfield. Currently, I'm the adoption agency director for a nonprofit in Springfield, Family for Every Child. But we've watched the changes in Springfield, and my husband and I, when we moved here 20 years ago, gone from a position of didn't ever want to live in Springfield to we're so happy to live in Springfield. And so, because we were part of that downtown, and we've done the Springfield leadership classes, and just very interested in making sure that it's sort of my very involved downtown. Of course, my son made it A3, and the interaction of the students in downtown for 4 years. So when this came open, it was interesting just to sort of help in that development.
Are two people there?
Hi there.
Hi.
Can you introduce yourselves and tell us a little about yourself?
My name's Callie Beck. We just moved to downtown Springfield. We run a business out of a studio workshop that's right behind the Washburn Cafe. We do art fabrication and general, we help people figure out how to make the stuff that they want to make, kind of is the way I describe how we operate. And we're super curious about what you guys do here, so
thanks
we're here to check it out.
And
My name is Dave Smith. I'm Callie's partner. We, as she said, run a fabrication studio and, yeah, living downtown, you know, right in front of the, right behind the Washburn Cafe. We have sort of, in the short time that we've been here, sort of fallen in love with the neighborhood and the people, and it's just really quite a lovely little town you have here, so we want to figure out how we can contribute and be involved.
We love your ideas. We love your ideas as we go along.
Beautiful.
All of them.
Cool.
Okay.
I can introduce. I'm Linda Pauly. I'm the staff person.
Hello, Linda.
Working on this. How are you? Welcome.
Anybody want to approve minutes of the last meeting?
Make a motion to approve minutes as written.
Second.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Pretty controversial, you know. Committee membership update. We have the two advocates here.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple more, I hope.
Well, the recruitment period closed on May 15th.
Yeah.
So we have two applications, and the CCI will review those at their June 6th meeting. That's the only update. We did not get an applicant for a downtown business owner. So it's great if we have downtown business owners that want to participate at whatever level.
Yeah, possibly. When is the next?
The next meeting is June 22nd. The meetings are always open to everyone,
yeah.
So even if you're not an official member, you're always welcome to come or to participate.
And you can be a part of the conversation.
Right. But yeah, we've recruited a bunch of times for downtown business owner, and we haven't been able to get anybody to actually serve on this group for a while. We used to have downtown business owners, but they have sold their businesses and are not doing that anymore. Karen Hageman started the Washburn Cafe, and then what was your other business, Karen?
Haven.
That was your second
Haven.
Business.
Yeah,
Haven. So she's her downtown business, former owner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That
had sold it. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, I thought you
were
really
rich. Yeah. Yeah. We've ran in the same circles many times. Well, my husband and I went to the Norvis Transport, and so we were downtown in the Nedco building across from Sprout for.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, but so.
Great.
We've decided to it's trucking is rough and especially small trucking, so we.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
really
and then
I nice offer
and said, okay.
Great, and it's good, your A3 school experience, that's great
yeah.
too, because we've been trying to have a downtown school district person on this group since Jeff,
yeah.
Jeff's last name, left the area and haven't been able to. So it's helpful to have that insight from people that are familiar with the schools, what goes on down here.
As big a variety as we can in thoughts and thinking and experiences, what makes a committee help any discussion then walk. Okay.
Item's gonna be so the next item is committee discussion and walk talking about signs, but before we do that I just wanted to point out all the pieces of paper in front of you that we handed out. There's this sheet is the last meeting the committee you guys filled out these comment forms. So I wanted to make sure everybody got a copy of those. I'm not going to go over them tonight, but please read what your committee members said that doesn't appear in the minutes. And I just wanted to note that one of the items on that list was downtown signs. It was number 7 on that list of items that we looked at in the slideshow last time. And some of the comments people wrote are variety of signage is good. Consistency of placement may also be good. People desire symmetry, but also diversity. One person said loves it. So the item was differentiation, variety of storefront signage shapes and placement. That was one of the things when we looked at the existing characteristics of our downtown, especially our Main Street area and other traditional Main Streets, is that they typically have a variety of signs, not kind of cookie cutter look like you do in more of like a mall kind of scenario or a theme, you know, even like an Oakway Center or a developer kind of thing. So that was one of the things we noted. And most of the, I think the majority of people checked that they thought that was an important thing to think about when we look at signs. One person wrote, would love to see neon come back.
and somebody wrote, variety of storefront signage shapes and placement include lighting and color and standards, question mark. So the answer to that is yes, we can regulate lighting. We could either, you know, we could say something about lighting can't provide glare or it needs to be contained within a fixture. Those kinds of things we can regulate. But color, no, I can't go there. The only way we could regulate color in a sign code would be to say you have to submit paint, you know, color samples, and they need to be Pantone 6/8. You guys have probably answered this question better than me. You know, it would have to be so specific that I don't think anybody would want to do it. That's the only way we could regulate it. I think, you know, you just want to set good examples, and I think we have enough great examples now that people hopefully will kind of follow along and not do anything that's too out there, but can't regulate color, can't regulate style, can't regulate content of signs. Our city attorney will, you know, she can come and brief you if need be, but nothing about content. The Oregon law is really permissive about freedom of speech on signs. So really all we can regulate are size, shape, size of lettering, I think, is appropriate to look at when we go out there, because it is, we're supposed to be trying to get pedestrian orientation of signs. That's what this project is about. So some of those things are, could be in the sign code a little bit more than we have now. And then I also gave you a copy of our existing downtown sign district code. It's pretty short, it's one page. But I think it's useful just to see that this is really all that's regulated. But the rest of the sign regulations that apply citywide also would apply in downtown, but there's some other specific ones for downtown. So whatever the committee decides that they would like to propose as recommendations going forward, they would have to fit within those legal parameters. But there are some things that we can talk about, and we're going to do that when we go out. Any questions about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Way back, as you recall, during the Main Street program, we talked about signs.
Yes.
The historic relevance, you know, being specific. Well, pretty much what we're talking about now, same district. What's that?
I have a copy of it.
Oh, good. So I was just reflecting upon all that work relative to the single sheet that
right.
you gave.
So several years ago, there were the Main Street design committees that was part of the Main Street program that NEDCO is managing for the city. Hello. And as part of that program, there were some community development block grant funds from the federal government that were being passed through to NEDCO to implement a facade improvement program. We didn't get a whole lot of applications for it, but there was a design committee associated with that. It no longer exists. The program no longer exists. NEDCO's not doing that anymore. But as part of that, we came up with this facade improvement design guidelines, and one of those discussed signs, guidelines for signs. Guidelines are very different from a development code or a sign code, because guidelines are just encouraging words to say, oh, we'd really like to do it like this, and we really like these colors and or shapes or sizes or whatever. And so since we have money and we're giving you, we can say you got to meet those guidelines. Mm-hmm. But that's not what we're talking about tonight. Tonight we're talking about what the law is, what the rules are for putting up signs in downtown. So I just wanted to, does everyone understand the difference between guidelines and regulations? But some of the things that were in the guidelines may be able to regulate. So
well, that's what I'm asking.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm trying to give you some parameters about the kind of things that we can regulate, and a lot of cities do. So what I have done is, do we want to go through the existing regulations or not? I just want to go out and walk.
Is there, who is in charge of signing the sign code right now?
For the city?
Yeah.
David Bowlesby is the staff person that's still really the expert on this.
Okay,
and then
so
Christina Kraz is our city attorney that is working on reviewing any proposed changes to this that we come up with.
Mm-hmm. What's interesting is having gone through the process two times. It's very regulatory. But then, you know, with the size and shape and how low, how high, but what's interesting is there's a lot of stuff out there that is being overlooked. There's signs that have gone up on some businesses that some that aren't there anymore, some that were only there for a short time, but I was surprised at what that those were allowed to stay. And it costs a lot of money to make a good sign. And to get it done right and to, you know, express what's in store for you. I mean, no pun, or pun intended, I guess, but when I see, well, hi. So, yeah, you went through the sign process. Well, you didn't have to go through the whole process.
You had it already in place.
I know it was already, grandfathered in.
You did the engineering and everything.
But to do, yeah, and then the same thing with Haven, I had to go through with that. And then when I look at some of the signage on some of these other buildings, and it's like, okay, so David, so I know he's busy and it's not his number one job, but somebody needs to look at what's going on. The other thing I want to point out too, I know we're going to be walking, did the mayor allow, I think this was probably maybe 2011, allowed A-frame signs to per business.
Sandwich boards.
Yeah, the sandwich boards, because they were trying to do something. It was like a Band-Aid to help more people see the business, and I think that that's something, and that's all through Springfield, and it's really gotten taken advantage of. I think that that's, well, she's running, oh, she's not.
That'll be in the minutes.
That will.
No worries.
My biggest concern
so
is.
I don't,
well, that was something that when, you know, Christine really, she really wanted to do that, and council approved it, and I just thought that the sad thing about it is too many people took way too much advantage of it. So, I'm just.
I don't quite follow. So, it was a specific situation where two signs were appropriate for one business, and then.
Yeah, no matter how wide your storefront was. And so what happens is a lot of the businesses, and then there's no regulation on what that A-frame sign has to look like. So you're seeing all kinds of stuff out there, which, and I don't like, what's the word, when everything falls, I can't find my word right now, but we don't want it like where all signs have to be a certain size and a certain, like in a mall or something. I mean, I like businesses to have individuality, but there's a lot of like handwritten signs out there, and that just to me just cheapens the way the business looks if it's not a well done handwritten sign. And so I think that what happens is, so they allowed two signs, and so I think a lot of people took advantage of it, but not necessarily in the most aesthetically pleasing way.
My biggest concern is with new businesses, they often have to wait for their signs happening, so what they do is have to get a banner.
Right.
The banner priorities are very militant and intimidating, and lots of fees and all kinds of things. I think for any business wanting to start up, is one of the things that slows it down and deters it.
Well, it almost contradicts itself because it's so regulated with what you have to do for your signage, but yet there's a lot of other things that they're not looking at.
I mean, you see banners being very militant towards small businesses, and then you see juries having the same kind of sign saying, whatever garden show happening at their place, and they don't get regulated. So I see it very contradictory. So uniformity in some nature, sure, but also not so militant, maybe.
What is a militant banner?
A militant banner is, I'm going to base off of my own reference.
Thanks, Steve.
Is if you didn't talk to the city about something, I think that they do a fine for you.
Okay.
Oh, that's a militant.
And so they do a fine that's double per day kind of thing.
Right.
So it's intimidating.
Well, I think some of the other businesses, you can get different kinds of banner permits, and maybe Jerry's has like a permit that they.
But for a small business, it's really, you know, because you're trying to chase down everything as it is. Mm-hmm. And then to suddenly see these letters, because I had mine a couple of years back, and I was like, whoa, I didn't even know about this. But so I'm doing it on my own biasness. But I've also seen other business, small businesses, when they're starting out, they're waiting for the sign to come in. So they put the banner up, yeah, and they get some letter that scares the bejeebers out of them. Mm-hmm. So I don't know necessarily what the details for them. And it's been a couple of years for me, but they're pretty extremely hardcore about a sign, I mean a banner sign compared to a regular sign, which they're also very serious about.
So those would be temporary signs, I think.
Yeah, temporary banner signs.
Okay, well, if people have more questions about the existing code, you know, let me know or email me and I can get Dave Bolsby to answer those for us at your next meeting.
What would be the difference between someone putting a banner up on the inside rather than the outside? Would that be allowed? You wouldn't have to
put
it
or
something,
yeah,
if it was temporary or something. It's just like a weekly advertisement or something.
Yeah, those are fine. If you're seeing your name of your store inside the window, I don't remember if there's a regulation on that.
No, you're able, because I had a temporary banner for the washroom while I was waiting for my sign, and they said, hey, as long as you stick it inside. And it was just, and it was pretty wide, you know, so they allowed that. But when we go out, because a lot of the businesses will be closed right now, except for the restaurants, we're not going to see a lot of the A-frames. So, but there's...
Yeah, but our focus tonight really is on those permanent signs, mm-hmm, and what the committee thinks would be good,
yeah, sorry,
rules
I just,
going forward with those, because
uh-huh,
I know those are always a hot topic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be the focus of our walk.
Can we head out?
And I do have measuring tapes and stuff. You guys are welcome to leave stuff here if you like.